Ladies and gentlemen, the San Diego Concert Band, under the direction of Roy S. Anthony Jr.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording in our studio in the East County Wellness Center here in El Cajon. Today, my very special guests are Chuck Brown, who is the president of the San Diego Concert Band, and John Bolthouse, the executive director of the Water Conservation Garden. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Miriam.
Thanks for having us.
Now, John, I understand that you have an announcement about a very special event that's coming up at the Garden in July. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're very pleased for our third straight year to host the San Diego Concert Band on Sunday, July 26th. This is a great community event. It's also a fundraiser, a joint fundraiser between the Water Conservation Garden out in El Cajon and the San Diego Concert Band. And it's a great way to enjoy the summertime in a great botanical garden, an outdoor setting with friends and family, and some really wonderful music by a great community band.
That sounds marvelous and benefiting two very worthy causes here in East County in San Diego. The concert begins at 6 p.m. and the gates open at 4:30 for those that want to come early and stroll through the gardens. Now, Chuck, can you give us a little preview of what we can expect to hear at the concert?
Well, the band's summer series typically are lighter, more popular music that people are more familiar with. We're playing some exciting arrangements by three different Japanese composers, one of which is Moonlight Serenade, the famous Glenn Miller standard.
Oh, yes.
We're also doing another piece that is straight out of New Orleans. It's a street composition of When the Saints Go Marching In, which includes the typical go to the mortuary funeral beginning and then the much more uplifting saints type thing when they're going back from the funeral proceedings. And we're doing some popular American marches like Chimes of Liberty. We're doing another exciting piece from the U.S. Air Force Band. It's the theme song for the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. called Flight. Very interesting piece. So there'll be a lot of stuff that people are familiar with, and we'll introduce some new stuff that people hopefully will like.
Fascinating. And I understand one of those new pieces is by a local composer.
Yes. Each year, our band director, Roy Anthony, chooses a fanfare opening that we can use, kind of like the call to post at Del Mar for bands. And this year he commissioned Adam Pezdik, who's a trombonist with us, also recently retired Marine Corps musician, who was in Roy Anthony's high school band at Mount Miguel High School. Adam's piece, the commissioned fanfare, is titled Matador Mountain. And as you might expect, being a Mount Miguel High School Matador alumni, there's a little bit of Spanish influence and fanfare trumpetry and lots of stuff like that for the opener. We've been playing it all summer, and people really seem to enjoy it.
Well, that sounds very exciting. We're going to, listeners, give you a little sneak preview of that piece, the fanfare Matador Mountain, right now. Thank you for sharing. That was marvelous. I'm really looking forward to coming and hearing the whole thing at the concert coming up at the Garden on July 26th at 6 p.m.
We're looking forward to you and your radio listeners being there.
Very good. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the band itself, which has quite an impressive history. Tell us a little bit about how it all got started and some of the milestones you've had through the years, Chuck.
The band was founded in fall of 1989, and it was originally based in the La Mesa area at Grossmont High School, and we've rehearsed variously at Grossmont, Helix, and now at La Mesa Middle School. The band's membership, however, is from all over the county. We have people traveling from Rancho Bernardo, Point Loma, South Bay, and of course a lot of East County musicians as well from Spring Valley, El Cajon, La Mesa, and Rancho San Diego. The band has played a consistent series of concerts every year. We have two formal concerts at Joan Kroc Theater in East San Diego at the Salvation Army Corps facility. And we do 6 or 8 summer concerts, typically free in the park around town.
And, yes, you just had one at La Mesa. The concert's at 6 out there. And our reviewer, Jaime Meerman with East County Magazine, wrote of the band, "Their love of music shows in the quality of their interpretations, their discipline, and the warmth of the sound they project."
And we thank Jaime for those wonderful words. We've been playing in that particular venue, a nice amphitheater, as is the Water Conservation Garden, ever since 1990, when the trees in the park were no taller than our tallest musician, who happened to be 6'7". And it's always a pleasure. We opened the summer series there this year again, and we're always happy to play in that venue.
Very nice. I understand that you are in the running for a National Sousa Award. You certainly do a marvelous job with the Sousa marches when you play them. Tell us the progress that you're making toward the award.
The John Philip Sousa Foundation has a special awards program for community bands called the Sudler Silver Scroll. And in order to apply for the distinction and be awarded the Silver Scroll, it takes 3 years to compile programs, musical excerpts, a demonstration CD, publicity, reviews like Mr. Meerman's, and everything like that. So we're in the second of 3 years of putting all this together. And it's not so much a competition as it is a recognition. The foundation may or may not award any Silver Scroll awards any particular year, and sometimes they may award more than one.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, we are speaking with Chuck Brown, the president of the San Diego Concert Band, and John Bolthouse, the executive director at the Water Conservation Garden, about the upcoming An Evening of Music in the Garden event on July 26th at 6 p.m. Now, John, for those who may not be familiar with the Water Conservation Garden, can you tell us a little bit about it, its mission, and how it got started?
Well, Miriam, I guess the quickest way to put it is, remember the last drought we were in?
if you're
from San Diego, back in the late 80s.
Filling those buckets up from the shower.
You did it back then. Okay, yes. So you were a leader back then, too. Well, as a consequence of that drought back in the late 80s, early 90s, a couple of the water agencies got together. OTI and Helix got together with Cuyamaca College and said, you know what, let's put together a demonstration garden for our community to show folks how they can do it right, do it the right way. In their landscaping to plant California native water-wise drought tolerant plants and how you can save water and still have a beautiful landscape. So that was kind of the founding of the garden. We opened to the public in 1999, so we've been open for about 16 years now.
Yeah.
Over that time, we've garnered additional support in the community. We have a very robust volunteer corps, almost 100 volunteers at the garden. We've grown our programs. We've enhanced and expanded our demonstration exhibits at the garden. So we are really making a name for ourselves, not just in East County, but also in the entire region.
Yeah, it's certainly a beautiful place with a lot that you can learn there. How many acres do you have?
We are just under 6 acres. So we do a lot with a very modest space out right adjacent to Cuyamaca College.
Yeah, and it's more than water conservation now, although that's certainly extremely important, probably even more so than when you first opened your doors. You can also, listeners, learn about FireWise landscaping and a lot of other things, vegetable gardening and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's important. A lot of people don't realize that the two, water conservation and FireWise landscaping, aren't necessarily the same. We had a house once where there were some slope stability issues, and we went out and planted for that. And we said, we want to make sure we get something that's really drought tolerant. And after we put it in, someone said, well, you know, those are flammable, don't you? They're one of the worst things from a fire stamp. I went, oh, no. So it's really good to cross-check both of them when you're planting up your yard.
That's an excellent point. Actually, yeah. It's all about the types of plants you use, and with regards to erosion control and with regards to fire-wise gardening, it's all about where you put them. And we actually have a couple of demonstration gardens for both of those, erosion and fire-wise. The other key in proper gardening, particularly here in Southern California in our semi-arid conditions, is proper irrigation. You can put the best water-conserving plants in your landscape, spend lots of money, but if you don't use the right irrigation, you're just wasting your time. So you want to make sure water gets right to the root of your plants, and only to the root of your plants. There's no need to spray water all over the place and waste our water by having it evaporate. Mm-hmm. So, and we have all those types of demonstrations, at the garden, both in our programs and in our demonstration gardens.
And I understand for people who love butterflies and native plants, you've got some new exhibits to share. Tell us about those.
Yeah, well, last spring we opened our butterfly pavilion, and just a couple weeks ago we opened our new native habitat garden. And this is a kind of a direction that more and more landscape architects are going, which is ecology landscaping, is planting, putting plants in your home or HOA or commercial properties that can supplement or complement the local habitat. I mean, you as a homeowner can have a positive impact on the local ecology. And so we have these two popular new exhibits that that help folks learn how to do that. And by the way, it's also really neat to bring kids and families to see all the butterflies as well.
They love it. Children and butterflies, you know, just made for each other. I think we had a butterfly garden ourselves at our old house, and my kids just love watching those butterflies hatch out of a chrysalis and learning a lot about nature.
The science behind it is fascinating for all ages, actually, yes.
Yeah. Back to you, Chuck. Can you tell us what else the San Diego Concert Band has coming up this season?
Yes. Besides our concert on the 26th at the Garden, we are also playing again at Balboa Park at the Organ Pavilion in the Balboa Park Twilight in the Park series that runs every summer for about 3 months. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, there's free entertainment at the park. The Organ Pavilion is a great venue, the good sunshine, early evening, great place to go, another place you can take a picnic if you'd like. We'll be playing there on August 11th, mm-hmm. and the concerts this season begin at 6:30 p.m. and run for about an hour. After that, we're going to be playing a very late concert in September. It will actually be the closer for the Sundays at 6 series at Griffin Park in La Mesa. We're combining with the Delta Music Makers from Ladner, British Columbia. Ladner is a little town south of Vancouver. They host a band festival every year, and we've been corresponding with them. They'd like to get our band to their festival in Vancouver, and they're making a Southern California tour, and they wanted to swing by San Diego and play a joint concert with us. So it'll be two bands for the price of one, free.
Well, very good. It sounds like you've got a very versatile repertoire and some amazing programs coming up this summer. Where can people go to get ticket information about the concerts coming up this summer, including the one we've been speaking about, the concert on the 26th of July at the Water Conservation Garden?
All of our concerts are free in the venues that we play, except for the Water Conservation Garden. And being a joint fundraiser, we obviously have to have donations to raise funds. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available live at the garden in their gift shop and from band members. But more simply, you can go to the San Diego Concert Band website, www.sandiegoconcertband.com, and there's a link there to our ticket sales, and you'll be able to get an electronic ticket from the web right there.
Very good. And John, if people want to learn more about the Water Conservation Garden, not just the concert, but all of the wonderful programs that you have there, maybe come visit, where can they go to find that?
Well, that's very easy. It is at thegarden.org. And we also actually have a very active, dynamic Facebook presence as well. So you can actually track us on Facebook and on Twitter. But as Chuck said, we also welcome folks to come out to the garden. Like I said, we're right adjacent to Cuyamaca College. You can get an idea of all the various programs that we offer as well, many of which are free to our members.
Very good. I want to thank both of you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Thank you.
Thanks.